You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, now time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
No Tiger game today because of the rain. Kansas City's heading out of town. They've been here long enough. I think they got here, Sunday? So it's that's right, still waiting to score. Royals and Tigers postpone rain. Makeup game will be on June 19th. Mark it down in your schedules. Anibal Sanchez will now make his first start of the season tomorrow against the Orioles at Comerica. Michigan State's playing the Lansing Lugnuts tonight. I got to get a score of that game. I got to find out what's going on with the Sparties and the Luggies tonight at Luggy Park, or whatever they call it now. Wings and Pistons both back tomorrow. Wings at home against the Sabres. Pavel Datsyuk returns to action. Pistons will be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Demand presented by Sporty Cuts. NIT Championship in New York City. They're in the second half now. Just started about 2.5 into the second half. SMU is leading Minnesota 34-32. If the Mustangs win this, Larry Brown becomes the first coach ever with an NIT Championship, NCAA Championship, and NBA Championship as a head coach. NHL scores. Columbus and Philly tied at nothing in the second. Ditto for Dallas and Carolina. Brad Marchand has scored for Boston, 23rd of the season. They lead. They're tied, actually, with Toronto 1-1 first. Calgary's got a couple at Tampa, 2-0 over the Lightning. Mike Camilleri, Michigan's very own, 25th goal of the season. And a bunch of other games starting in just a little bit. Other baseball, American League. Chris Colabello with 6 RBI for the Twins. They get 2 runs in the ninth, beat the White Sox in Chicago 10-9. Red Sox lead the Orioles in the fourth now, 2-0. Rays over the Jays, 1-0 third. Astros and Yankees just getting started at Minute Maid. Nationally, the Cardinals beat the Reds 7-6. Guess who hit his first home run of the season for St. Louis? That would be Johnny Peralta, number one of the year for the Cardinals. Cubs over the Pirates 3-2. Marlins beat the Rockies 8-5. Nationals sweep the first opening series against the Mets 8-2 at Citi Field. They're now 3-0. Giants over the D-backs 8-5 with a 5-run eighth inning. PGA Houston Open round one. Bill Haas, 7-under par 65. Is up 1 on 8 others. Phil Mickelson is 3 back. He shoots a 4-under par 68. And again, the NASCARs are in Texas. Texas Motor Speedway qualifying for the big race this weekend is Saturday. And that is your sports wrap. Brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Ow. Yeah, friends. Friends.
I couldn't get into that show.
Why is that, Rob?
I just couldn't.
Why would that be, Rob?
I'm just saying, you know, I was a big Seinfeld fan, but I couldn't get into Friends.
Is that because there weren't people necessarily that looked a lot like you on that show?
They were a show based in New York, and everybody was white. Everybody.
I love Courtney Cox's show that she's Cougar Town. I think it's great.
Is that a good
show?
Yeah,
I love it. It's very funny.
You watch everything. How do you watch everything?
It's called DVR.
What is
and
that?
I can do it at my own discretion.
Never used a DVR. I don't even know what that is. Do I even have that on my satellite?
You're being funny now.
I've never used it.
You've never used a DVR at TiVo?
No.
You never DVR'd a television show?
No.
Rob, you'll never watch live television again.
I've never watched.
You watch an hour show in 40 minutes. You watch a half hour show in 20 minutes.
Just haven't done it. 248-848-1130.
I DVR'd everything and watch it when I want to.
I got you.
It's when we want to television.
Why'd you watch it now?
Because I damn well wanted to.
All right, very nice.
Here's our guy, Buster. Buster's calling from Windsor, Ontario. Hi, Buster.
Boys. I'd like to give a quick shout out to my nephew, Michael Dietrich, the former Michael Beck, who's 29 tonight. And, hey, Mark, did you ever think of playing the Then Came Bronson theme song?
Then Came what?
Then Came Bronson, 1969.
Is that Charles Bronson?
Michael Parks, huh?
Was Charles Bronson in that?
No, it starred Michael Parks. He was a big city reporter who, got disillusioned with life, and Hitler, he became a sort of a motorcycle type, not the gang member, but he sort of became sort of a, it was like the late 60s version of Route 66, only with one person.
Don't remember that show.
Gary, do you have this my thing up here? Here, I got the theme song for it. This is Then Came Bronson. I hear motorcycles. This is the opening.
What's that? Taking a trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's something you can sing along to. You really want that one.
I don't know. Whatever.
Is this really the opening? This Then Came Bronson theme opening.
Okay, Mark, please.
I wish I was you.
People are turning over to 97.1 after
Buster, I don't know if that's got a very good opening. Do you remember the song?
Yeah, it's going down that long, lonesome highway.
Oh, all right, here, keep playing. I got that one, too. This is, but that's a regular song.
Yeah, well, that was the theme, the actual theme.
Is this it?
Michael
Martin. Going down that long, lonesome highway.
Is that it, Buster?
And the plains.
Yeah.
Sure ain't nothing here gonna tie me.
Okay, that's great.
That's the one. Yeah, that's one of my favorite all-time shows. I was.
Is it really?
Yeah, I was about 16 when it came out.
Never
last
heard of it.
The year. Though. Now about the Tropic Trio maybe splitting up. It'd be great if they would have moved to, especially James, to like maybe Philadelphia. I know, of course, he's a Clevelander. Going to one of these, especially eastern cities, because the NBA East is frankly atrocious. I mean,
oh yeah, it is. It's bad this year.
I mean, this is the worst basketball I've seen, and I followed the NBA for 55 years. I became a Pistons fan the year after they left Fort Wayne to come to Detroit, because I used to watch the Pistons on Saturday afternoons. When they used to be televised after Milky's party time when I was like 5 years old. And this lead the way, not just, well, the East is just horrible, but it's like they don't, oh man, they don't know how to, all you see mostly is just this one-on-one stuff.
That's what they play in the NBA, and you know what, it's unfortunate. I agree, Buster, it's not nearly as nice or as fun to watch as it was. But I'm with Buster, said he would like to see him break up Mark, and I want to know, you know, we always talked about it. We love dynasties. We love teams that are put together, and when the San Francisco 49ers had their dynasty and the Dallas Cowboys and teams like that, when the Yankees had theirs, you like dynasties, right?
I like the show Dynasty, too, but that's a long time. That's another story. Do I like dynasties? Not as much as you.
I didn't like this one because of the way it was artificially put together.
Maybe because I've never really been involved in one. I've never actually seen my home team's benefits of, here we go.
The man.
And people can see that you're a McDonald's fan.
No, salad.
Salad and a little cola.
Diet Coke.
I think you have to be a part, like the people of Miami love this. They don't want this to change. There's no one in South Florida saying, boy, I hope those three guys go away.
It's not good. It's not good for the league. If I'm Adam Silver, the new commissioner, I would love this. I mean, they got it, Mark. It's the same four teams, same three and a half, four teams that have a chance to win. And I don't know about NBA America. I think that is a disconnect and a disinterest with it. Mark, look around. You watch games once in a while. There are empty seats everywhere. I'm telling you.
But we say this every time another season starts. 23 teams, minimum, have no chance to win the championship.
No chance.
The minute the first ball is tipped in the air. There is no shot. And you can name them and you know who we're talking about. Milwaukee, no chance. Atlanta, no chance. Golden State, no chance. Until recently, Clippers, no chance. That may have changed, but until they do it.
They still haven't done it, right.
Indiana's never won one.
Nope.
Knicks haven't won in 40 years. Sixers haven't won in 30 years.
Nets have never won.
Not that the Lakers are going to any. Celtics, you know, even though they got the one,
Mark,
with
they've
Garnett.
They've won one since Larry Bird. So they've won one since like 86?
So that didn't become a dynasty. The Lakers have had their time. You know, Chicago now.
Chicago hasn't won since Jordan left.
It's going on 16 years.
That's what I'm saying.
If I mean, you can live on Jordan all you want, but he's a 50-year-old man now.
And the same thing. I know the NBA tries to soft-soak fans by letting half the league get in the playoffs, so you feel like, whoa, we made the playoffs.
Right, something's happening here. Denver's never won anything.
Mark, the list is so long.
Really,
it's
a lot longer than any other sport out there. And we'll say it again. It's ad nauseum, I know. But from 1970 to 1980, it was one decade. There were eight NBA champions, eight different champions. From 1980 to now,
nine
total. Nine. So you can go back to the 70s and say that was kind of, in a way, a golden era of the NBA, but they almost failed. They almost went bye-bye. When we had the back-to-back Seattle-Washington NBA championships, games that were seen after your late local news on tape delay, they'd already been over. There were no spoiler alerts because there was no social media or any way you could find out the score anyhow, except your local guy on TV would say it, and you already told the story about Warner Wolf.
No, he's right. He always say, turn your head or turn your sound down if you don't want to hear a score.
The NBA had a serious come to Jesus about whether or not you want this to continue because nobody really wanted the Washington freaking Bullets and the Seattle Supersonics, their names at the time, to be in the NBA Finals 2 years running. That had become a two-year thing. Seattle and Washington. And to this day, we don't even have a Seattle anymore. It's Oklahoma City. And Washington, the Wizards, have been checked out for years. They checked out years ago. They're back a touch. John Wall's a good player. They got some people there now. That's starting to make a difference.
Better. I had them making the playoffs this year because they are better.
John Wall, I got to know the kid at Vegas Summer League. And I saw him every day.
Name? Beal?
Yeah, Beal. And these two kids are these are kind of the future of the league a little bit.
Oh, no, they can play, both of them.
So I knew that coming in with Wall. But again, until they do it again, the Wizards haven't won since they were the Bullets, and Dick Motta was the head coach in the 70s. The Milwaukee Bucks, you talk about insignificant. What, have they won one division since 86? In 28 years? Just a division. Not that they wouldn't win the conference or go to the NBA Finals. They haven't done that since Abdul-Jabbar was Lou Alcindor.
I was going to say, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a different name. Since he had an American name.
So, look, all I'm saying is that if you're looking at what's going to happen with the opt-out with LBJ, with LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, what do you do? What would you want to have happen? That's the thing. What would you, if you spread that wealth out, would Cleveland be back in? How would Miami fall if they weren't there? And where would Bosh go? He's not going back to Toronto.
No. It would, Mark. It would spread out the talent. And you're right. Cleveland with Kyrie Irving, right, and LeBron now together. That's a
in form play.
In play.
The queue is filled again. People are coming. Are you? Well, that's just LeBron.
Right.
Would fill that place up. Season tickets would be done in an hour.
See, I think LeBron comes back for one reason. He's very sensitive. He wants to live there, Mark. So this is his way of coming back.
Make amends.
Make amends. People love him again, and then you can live there the rest of your life, and everything is good because you didn't go, you left, but you came back home.
And just think, if he goes with three rings,
right,
and then he goes and wins one there.
And if he could come back and win in Cleveland, then
that's his legacy, too.
Or even if he doesn't, say they don't win this year, which I don't think they will. But if they don't win, Mark, and he goes to Cleveland, and in a couple of years they win another one, then he's the man.
Now, we'll get into that, 248-848-1130. Don't forget you can watch us on parkerandtheman.com.
You can watch me eating a salad.
You can watch me eat a salad. PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Don't forget Matt Shepard in the mornings here either, okay? 7 o'clock, be here for Shep in the mornings right here on DFN. You want to do that, the fan? You want to have your little Shep in your life? Just remember this, 7 to 10 a.m., Matt Shepard. 7 to 10 p.m., it's your Parker and the Man buddies. Very simple, very easy to remember. Well, Woody, Mike Woodson, in the house at the Garden tonight watching Larry Brown go for history. You know what else it is?
That's his guy.
You know what else it is today, Rob?
What is that?
TV theme song Thursday.
Friends to the Temple of Suds. If you're ready now, throw down your forks and come forward and have your soul cleansed in the joy to come. I've got some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news, this sucker's hot.
That was a little... Wait, here comes the theme song now. A little Mark and Mindy.
Nanu,
nanu, nanu. You just said it. Nanu, nanu. Now, why am I playing Mork and Mindy?
Is it the 40th anniversary since it went off? I mean,
no, close. Next week is the reunion of Pam Dauber and Robin Williams for the first time since Mork and Mindy ended in 1982.
Is that right?
The CBS show that Robin Williams has now called The Crazy Ones with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Pam Dauber will make a guest appearance next week. That's the first time they will be on television together since Mork and Mindy ended literally 32 years ago. She still looks great. She's married to Mark Harmon. She was married to Mark Harmon from NCIS forever. And they have a couple kids, and she got out of television. She really didn't, and she's Detroit's very own. If you don't know that, crank this sucker, Gary. This is Mork and Mindy. But she's a Detroit, good Detroit girl.
I love her name, Pam Dauber. What a great name.
Her and Mark Harmon have been married forever.
And you know what? He's making a lot of money on that show. That's like the number one
show in television, baby, is that show with Mark Harmon. But Mork and Mindy used to be very popular. If you don't even know it, Robin Williams.
I thought
Williams
that was an ABC
alias.
Show.
It was ABC.
Yeah,
Gary Marshall.
Okay. Yeah, ABC.
Yeah, it was Gary Marshall that did Mork and Mindy. That just did like Laverne and Shirley and did... I'll tell you what.
The Odd Couple.
Hold on.
They did a lot of stuff.
Back in that day, if it wasn't Gary Marshall, it was Miller Milkus. They did Happy Days. They did Gary Marshall did his. Miller Milkus did about every other sitcom that there was. So a little more. That's next week on The Crazy Ones, which is, I think, Thursday nights on CBS at 8:30, 8 or 8:30. Sarah Michelle Gellar from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Robin Williams are on that show if you haven't seen it. It's about advertising. He's an advertising exec. It's a lighter side of Mad Men, which starts this weekend, final season. All right, 248-848-1130. What do we do with the Tropical Trio? What do you think they'll actually do? Do you think they'll break up the band or not? And then we're going to do a little business on the Spurs and Thunder tonight. It's Sports Night with Parker DeMann, back in the fan, Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Tell you another man. You like Sam? Well, Bob's a man, too. And he's got that 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, and that is the place to be for everything sports. Senior Parker, who knows it very well.
Oh, yeah. Me and EP were there not too long ago. Or was it EP or somebody? I can't remember. It wasn't EP. We've been there before.
Eric, it's his age, dude.
It was John Davis. I thought it was EP.
Put up with it, okay?
All right, but you know what? 24,
he ain't getting any younger.
24 Seconds Bar has many local craft beers, such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers.
And you know, the March Madness thing is hitting a crescendo this weekend with the Final Four, and Bob and everybody at 24 Seconds has great drink specials all day, every day during the final weekend of the tournament. Every game, Rob, being shown at 24 Seconds as it has been all tournament long.
And Mark, when we were there, EP, he had a hamburger, and remember, they had on the bun, it was like branded 24 Seconds on the bun.
Sweet.
Wasn't it? It was nice. It was
way
real
cool.
Nice. But Mark, they have great other food specials other than their burgers, which are good. They have the homemade mac and cheese or blackened tilapia.
It's how sports were meant to be viewed, with great food, drink, and great people. 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley. Check them out at 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get 24 Second.
I don't even know what this is.
Knight Rider.
Is that the thing with Hasselhoff?
Yeah, Kit.
Was he on the ground eating a cheeseburger when you played this song? Or, you know, the last time we did Knight Rider was 6 years ago. That's before Hasselhoff became like a caricature of himself.
Right. He
then
is.
He's on the floor. He's all drunk up. He's smoked up. Eating a burger. And then he's singing now. He's got a big singing career. They did the roast on Comedy Central, which was very funny.
I bet.
It's one of the best roasts is the one of Hasselhoff. So it's a long way, man. 6 years we haven't done the TV themes, and now all of a sudden I can't remember this stuff. It's coming. It's all coming back to me, Rob Parker. What's our update on the SMU thing? Tied.
It's all tied with 9:43 to go in the NIT championship.
45-all Larry Brown trying to become the first head coach in history of hoops to win an NIT championship, NCAA championship, and NBA championship.
And speaking of NBA, Mark, the other part that we wanted to talk about was, and let's just throw this out there as well.
Man.
The Spurs are about to go for 20 straight wins, right? They're playing tonight.
It's 20 straight wins.
And the one thing that I've said before, we've talked about it, is, yeah, people who really know basketball know their coach, right? Greg Popovich. But, Mark, I truly believe.
I know where you're going.
If he looked like Pat Riley or some of these other coaches.
George Clooney.
Right?
He's not a handsome man.
He would be the talk of the NBA. Oh, my God, he'd be on every commercial. Talk about a coach that wins. They were in a small market. Mark, they're on the verge of one. They've never won 20 in a row, right? They've never.
No, this is already a franchise record.
Already, but I'm saying that they're building on it. But do you think that his looks have something to do with why he doesn't get the credit he deserves?
Sometimes I slap at you for crap.
Right, I know that.
I absolutely believe that Greg Popovich isn't bigger in NBA America or in Sporting America. Sporting America. Look what he has done there.
Four championships, even though he was asleep at the wheel last year.
Did you send me this little stat thing about Tim Duncan? I'll mention that coming up, okay? Because it's really incredible how good the Spurs have been for so long, all under Pop.
And I'm just saying, Pop gets people in the game, Mark. They know. People in the game.
No question.
I'm talking about the masses.
Couldn't care if he looks like Attila the Hun.
Exactly. But the masses, but the masses don't.
And he does.
He doesn't get any commercial. Have you ever seen him on a
no.
coach who's won four championships? Have you ever seen him on a TV commercial?
No. Phil Jackson does the car commercial.
Right.
All day,
Phil
every day.
Phil can't even drive. He can't even walk.
Pat Riley invented three-peat and has done stuff for three-peat all his career.
He's still got his hair slicked back, everything.
No question about it. And I think that has made a huge difference because outside of the two guys we just mentioned, he's number three on that list of really successful guys over the last two decades.
And you know what? If I were the Spurs people, I would just say, when you're going on and doing interviews, I'd say, can you just put a little makeup on?
Execute it.
I'm serious. Mark, you know, I'm just.
Dude, you're the guy with the skin.
I mean,
you're right.
But, Mark, when I do local TV or what you call if I'm doing an interview,
I put a little powder on.
Mark, right?
Yeah, we talked about it. You got to do the makeup thing, Greg. You just have to do it.
You have to. Am I right?
We're halfway through Sports Night with Parker the Man. 248-848-1130. Really, where does
We're not asking if he's the ugliest coach ever. That's not the topic.
That's a good topic, though.
No, that's not the topic, though.
Is he the ugliest coach
ever? Stop it. No, stop. That's not what we're talking about.
Who ranks up there as ugly? Woo! All right, 830. We'll take a call. 248-84. You've got me. Sam Cassell?
Sam Cassell. Martian.
Oh, that's too funny.
E.T. Willie McGee. Remember Willie McGee?
Oh, God. E.T. McGee. Yeah. He didn't coach anymore?
No.
248-848-1130. TV theme song Thursday. Sports Night with Parker DeMamm. We got a sports wrap next. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.